coaches, and we've got our next coach lined up and ready to rock and roll. We've got Vermilion head coach Brett Colahan joining us here. Coach Colahan, always great to catch up with you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So far, so good.
That's good.
Last year, towards the end of the season, in our chats for the forecast show, you had mentioned that at the end of the season, the one thing that really kind of stood out to you about the Vermilion Sailors was the fact that when you guys would go play someone, they would always come to you at the end of the game and say, your kids just never gave up. They never gave up, and we never felt like there was ever a week where you guys went into a situation where the other team figured they could just show up. And I would imagine that at least in the early stages of training camp, you're getting that same kind of fire.
Yeah, we are. This group took their lumps, needless to say, last year. And you're right, teams were really impressed with how they came out and how they had to fight. And it just, by attrition and numbers, we wore down. But this year, they're leaps and bounds ahead of where we were last year at this time. Again, the experience is amazing, and the amount of stuff we're able to get in this year without having to explain every little detail is a big 180 for us.
Again, Vermilion head coach Brett Colahan joining us here at the Brew Kettle for our high school football coaches preview show. And, you know, the numbers game is something that, at least in high school, has to be brought up. And it seemed to me like, I mean, looking at the roster you just gave me, you substantially have a large number of kids on this roster that weren't there a year ago.
We are. We're up. Not where we want to be, obviously, but we're making strides getting things in the right direction. And we would even have more younger kids, but with the quarantine and everything, we lost touch with them. We tried to get them to come back, but it's just one of those things that happened. If we would have kept them the whole time in the weight room with us the whole way, I think we'd even have a few more on the roster right now.
And you've got some good ones on the roster coming back. Ben Reaney, Justin Wagner, Ethan Young. Those are three very familiar names from a season ago. But let's start with Ben Reaney, a guy that really turned some heads a year ago.
Yeah, he did. And it was unfortunate that he got a broken thumb going into week five. But even with that happening, he still played defensive back for us. He played scout team defensive line for us, even with a cast on his thumb. But he was doing some good things up until that point. He's a nice leader for us as well.
And continuing to move right on down the line, we mentioned Justin Wagner, Ethan Young, two other guys that really stood out when talking about the Sailors a season ago. Let's begin with Justin Wagner.
He was a second team defensive back, running back in the SBC. And he's got that explosive speed. He'll see something in it, then he'll pop right through the hole. He's really come a long way from last year, even in terms of his work. And Ethan, you know, we can't say enough good things about him. We can put him pretty much anywhere on the field, and that's what he's going to be. He's going to be our adjuster where we need him to be, and he does a lot for us.
Well, you've got some newcomers I want to talk about as well. Bryce Herrig, if I'm not mistaken, that's a basketball guy too, right? Or is he a wrestler from a year ago? That's a name that I'm pretty familiar with, but I can't really pinpoint where exactly I know him from. But he's one of your newcomers, and you've got at least a handful of these guys you're excited about.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a tall receiver for us, and he played last year. He lettered for us. But he's, again, as a sophomore, so he's a year older now. He's coming into his own, understanding things a lot more for us. But like you said, yeah, we've got 14 lettermen coming back from last year, and really happy about that. And 12 seniors coming back, too, which is very important for us. I think their leadership is growing as we move. They're learning what they have to do in order to get things in the right direction.
A dozen seniors. That's pretty impressive. And I think that's the kind of leadership, especially in these uncertain times, you love to have on that roster.
It is. It is. And we're telling these guys our new theme right now is, what if the season's taken away from you today? Can you hang your head high and said you did everything you did in practice to prepare? And that's basically what we're working on right now because, you know, everything is so uncertain. It's changing day by day.
Yeah.
Probably changing as we speak right now.
Pretty good chance of that. Yeah, maybe at the college level or the high school level. Who knows? Apparently they're meeting right now with the who's who in the Big Ten to try and figure all that out. But that's a different discussion for a different time. Now, Coach, in just taking a look at some of the names you guys are bringing back here, you know, it's fun to talk about some of the new players who are going to make a big impact, but at the same time, we can't ignore what's going on with COVID-19. And I know that as far as the school system goes, you guys are going to start remotely, but you're still going to have athletics. So how have practices been different for you guys?
Oh, we've been following the protocol that everybody else is doing with the recommendations, everything. So it takes a little bit more time when we check in and get things. We haven't seen our locker room yet. Everything's been outside. Kids are taking their pads and everything home and getting things cleaned. So we're being extra cautious there. Our practice times are segmented a little bit different. You don't get the marathon, run it again, run it again, run it again for the scout team, and trying to keep things active that way so they don't have that constant contact. As for when the season or school starts, I believe we're anticipating a longer school day, so we're going to have to back our practices up a little bit.
From a head coach's perspective, what's been the most challenging aspect of this so far?
Trying to motivate kids who have in the back of their head that there might not be a season. It's, you know, you can see it in some of them, but not all of them. Like, am I sure I want to keep doing all this stuff if it might not be there? But in the same sense, you can't be thinking that way, because what if it is there? We got to be prepared in 17 days for week one.
And have they given you any indication as to if or how or when that schedule just might change?
Funny you should ask. We just got today, actually, since the SBC, Lake, and Bay both have six teams, they've decided to do a crossover game week one. So we'll be going with Perkins with week one, and then we'll go Oak Harbor, Port Clinton, Huron, Edison, Willard, and then the playoffs.
Holy smokes, that all came together pretty quickly.
It did. It did. So.
Wow, did that surprise you at all? Came together that fast?
I was doing a lot of phone calls and a lot of talking to people on Sunday.
Okay.
So kind of knew going in a little bit, but they worked pretty well with that. And I guess the biggest hang-up was making sure everybody had the right amount of home and away games.
Okay. I mean, and how big of a relief is that from your perspective to know that if we do get the guidance we're expecting from the governor this week, that you guys already have a plan in place so that 2 weeks from Friday, you guys are ready to go?
It settles the nerves. It definitely settles the nerves, at least in terms of where we're going, what direction, who we're gonna face, and what we're preparing for.
Good stuff. Well, Coach Colahan, always a pleasure catching up. We appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.